was your day? Looks like we're in a hell of a shape with Cuba.
Yeah, I just heard that a little while ago. Sure does.
Wait a minute, I want to hear Walter Cronkite. Look over anything you got for me.
All right.
Go ahead.
Really don't have very much. It's been a pretty quiet day.
Any more than the Oklahoma story?
No. Abe came back with a copy of it, and it's not appeared anywhere except in the Daily Oklahoma. No one has picked it up. No one has shown any interest in it.
When did it appear there?
Day before yesterday.
Was it a bad story?
He read it to me on the phone. It was not a good one. It's just pretty, very much like it was described.
Any other things today? Any more on Reynolds?
Nothing except a call from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch saying that they had interviewed him and that he said that I had put out all this stuff to Pearson, that I tried all over town to peddle it, and nobody would take it except Pearson. got their finances arranged.
What kind of, how much finances they have to have? I thought that Baker's going to finance them.
Well, they have to. Baker's going to finance it, I think, to the extent of where it is now. But they've got a good deal on top of that.
Well, do they have any money themselves?
They do have, according to the, but they hadn't worked out how much of it they have, how they were going to do it. According to AW, it was in here just a little while ago. Mildred, while I'm talking, see if AW can imagine, maybe I may want to transfer. He left here just about 20, 30 minutes ago, and I imagine he may have gone with Babe. I don't know where he went.
When did he come back, last night or today?
Last night. But I didn't see him till today. He'd been around here a good part of the day, but he said he came back last night. Bryce Daniel called a little while ago and said that you had indicated to him it would be all right if he brought OJ by sometime tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's going to try to leave at 5:30. I told him I'd let him know in the morning.
All right. See when you can slip it back in.
All right. Cecil King very much wants
to. I'm having a little trouble hearing
you. Cecil King very much wants to come see you before he goes to California for the recess.
Say what about?
Well, he said he's just California politics generally. Joe Barr has been calling me because they're doing pretty well on the Senate floor, although he said they were delayed about 5 hours on this women's amendment. And then they disposed of the depletion amendment 61 to 33. And that they. This was, I guess, an hour ago, and then Douglas was going to have another one, but he thought that would be defeated by a voice vote. And,
what woman's amendment?
Well, I'm not sure that I know. Just he said they got to a long discussion, and they couldn't stop it. Let me see if I got a note here on it. Something that interested me. They called the Working Girls Amendment. And finally, they substituted another one for it, which was practically the present law, and everybody thought it was a good way to resolve it. Hadn't an hour ago when he called. Mildred, you might call the Democratic cloakroom and see.
Well, that's all right. They ought to finish tonight, damn it.
He said he didn't think it's possible because of the delay on this Working Girls Amendment.
Whose amendment was it?
I don't know, sir. Sorry to say. He said they resolved it by one that they agreed to. They just restated the present law and satisfied everybody.
Okay.
AW is over to Manchin. I can transfer you over there.
All right, let me get through here.
And you've got a letter from Tony Taylor about going to California.
What about it?
He said on January 2nd, you asked me to come to Los Angeles to meet the President of the United Mexican States. At the time, you had no secretary. looks like that a good deal of this may be mistaken identity. That's why they wanted to hold it up to recheck it. He said that he showed me what they had so far, and some of it's awful bad. But he's inclined to believe. And but not sure of it, that most of it is another Aline Bernstein. That's about it. He says that, that it looks like it's going to end up with being the only bad thing. It's going to be kind of art stuff that don't amount to anything. If first indication he's got that this all this bad stuff is somebody else with the same name.
What is what will wind up being bad?
Oh, not really bad, but defending of an artist regardless of what their political affiliations, which he doesn't consider bad. She is no question what she is the one that this Dallas thing and all this art stuff saying that that art is art, and if it's pretty, it doesn't make any difference whether a Nazi or a communist painted it. You don't have to go behind a picture and look at a political affiliation of an artist, which nothing wrong with that. And it looks like all this other stuff.
Did you tell Stan that?
Yes, I did. He's still here.
I wish you'd watch Walter Cronkite. It's the most Republican thing I ever saw.
Mildred, turn on the television.
No, we've already finished.
Oh, it's all over.
Yeah. Every night, though, you ought to watch that Huntley Brinkley and Walter Cronkite while you watch, because he's really Republican.
Mildred reminded me that they've got your friends on at 10:30 on ABC tonight.
What friends?
Johnson City friends. A show was filmed down there, George Croft and Ben Kreider, people like that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they had them.
I think this was done some time ago. I remember A.W. saying that he kind of tried to change, A.W. and Jesse tried to channel them into the right people. It's at least it's on Channel 7 here on ABC. Whether it's on up there or not, I don't know.
Who told you about that, Miller?
Willie Day got it out of the paper.
Or do you watch it, or somebody watch it?
I will, sir.
How's your mail?
Good shape.
Better check that now and see if we got any more Munt mail that's around there that's not answered. He just gave me hell the other night. Said he hated to do it, but we had three letters of his we hadn't answered. And I think the Congressman Sanders ought to have special attention somewhere.
I sure do, too. And I talked to Gene Lewis, who works for O'Brien. All of their mail goes to him. I believe they do get it now. They certainly appear to be in good shape. I've been signing a lot of it. It's pretty much up to date. take a general check.